Creator Corner, we're going to talk about something that many of you have probably unconsciously engaged with, but may not have been something you explored or thought about from a critical perspective, and that is mood.
So what is mood, first of all? The mood of a story or a piece of art is the feeling it evokes in the reader. It's the sense of the piece, the way it invites you to feel while you consume that piece. It's the joining together of setting, context, and description, the vibe. Mood is the vibe. As is the way with many things, you may roll through several different moods in one work, and then there's an overall mood of the whole piece.
So how do we set the mood? We're mostly going to be talking about writing here, by the way, but a lot of this actually applies to visual art as well. You're just going to pull these things in visual ways instead of through your writing. The easiest way to set a mood in your piece is through description, particularly description that leans into the five senses.
We can use collective or shared sense memories to evoke certain feelings in our reader. Now, many of these sense connections may not be the ones that the reader has actual real life experiences of, but in addition to the shared experiences, we also have shared cultural sense triggers that are the results of popular media, stereotypes, tropes, or cultural or religious concepts.
Someone who lives somewhere where it doesn't snow may still associate snow with the end of year holidays because of the way that time of year is presented in a stereotypical fashion. Of course, there's a whole other conversation that can be explored about which of these collective sense memories are having a negative or erasive impact or are the result of cultural or religious suppression, but that's not really why we're here today. Though I'm sure Flame would love to talk about in the server if you want after, and also brings us back to her soapbox earlier, so you can run with that. But right now we're focusing on the collective sense memories we can use to trigger emotions in our reader and to set the mood. I'd also like to acknowledge that collective does not mean universal. It won't land exactly the same for everyone, and that's just how people work. For example, the scent of roses means romance for a lot of people, or certain perfumes maybe. But I had a bad experience as a kid where I was really sick, and there were fresh, very smelly roses in the room the whole time. And now I just can't help but think of that when I smell roses, and it really grosses me out. These aren't psychological triggers, they don't cause flashbacks, but we all have personal sense memories that can override our shared cultural sense memories. Of course, that being said, I still process what the expected mood is for that setting if someone sets something up using the scent of roses. And while my initial personal reaction might be ew, once I've moved past that, I can sink into the expected mood.
While we're talking about setting mood, we also need to talk about the age-old writing advice, show, don't tell. I know we have said this on the pod in passing. This is one of the concrete examples of narrative writing. It's one of the areas where this is most critical, this idea of mood setting, the showing and not telling, and also possibly one of the areas where it's easiest to see what that really means. Our goal is not to tell the reader how they should be feeling, but to actually recall those feelings inside of themselves through our words.
So let's do a show don't tell example that will include a five senses example as well. Consider these two passages. Steve was very happy. Today was Christmas and he was going to spend it celebrating with the people who had become his family over the last few years. He arrived at the tower with the cookies he had made on a plate. He couldn't wait to eat them as they were his favorite flavor. Someone had made a fire, which Steve appreciated considering how cold it was outside. Tony, Bruce, and Natasha were in the kitchen cooking, and Clint and Thor were decorating the tree. Steve loved his family and couldn't wait to share the holiday with them. And now this one. The fire cracked merrily behind the grate as Steve slipped inside the cozy apartment. He stopped the snow off his boots before sliding his feet out of them, precariously balancing a huge plate of his homemade gingerbread cookies in one hand and a bag of paper-wrapped presents in the other. The heat from the fire made his nose tingle as it started to thaw. From the kitchen came the sound of Tony, Bruce, and Natasha's laughter and the mouth-watering aroma of roasting turkey. For a moment, Steve just breathed it in, closing his eyes and letting a soft smile play across his lips. He set the bag of presents down and smoothed the foil over the corner of the cookie plate where he'd snuck one in the car, then followed the whisper of carols that came from the corner where Clint and Thor were hanging ornaments, bathed in the twinkling multicolored lights that dotted the tree.
Ostensibly, those two paragraphs describe the exact same moment, but in very different ways. One uses the five senses and a bunch of collective sense memories that we have about the holidays, Christmas specifically, to evoke those feelings in the reader. The other reports what is happening and how the POV character is feeling. It doesn't encourage the reader to have feelings of their own at any point in time. The second paragraph doesn't even use the word Christmas. It tells you much less, but it shows you so much more. And it hopefully brings to the front of your mind the feelings of warmth, family, happiness, love, excitement that the first passage tells you is happening, but doesn't do anything to allow you to have those feelings well up in your own soul.
There are so many cues we can use to build mood. Some are very specific, like ones like these ones that are attributed to specific holidays, while others are very broad. Wine and dark chocolate can feel romantic, dark, empty hallways and eerie noises feel scary, and rich food and warm blankets feel cozy and homey. If you're struggling to set the mood, take a moment to close your eyes and think about what sights, smells, tastes, touches, and sounds are connected to that feeling for you, and think about how you might work those in. Remember that mood is creating a feeling in the reader, not the character. For instance, you can read a terrifying scene where the POV character isn't scared at all, but the reader knows something scary is going to happen and has been fed that horror mood and therefore is spooked on their behalf.
That reminds me of a really great article that was in Book Riot recently that we're going to put in the show notes. And I know Moody shared in our server about the fact that horror isn't a genre, it's a mood.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, so I'll link that in the show notes because it's an interesting conversation.
That article, if anyone's sort of still struggling to process how mood is different from some other literary devices like tone, then that's a good article to help give you a grounding in that as well.
Yeah, Kelly Jensen, the author, is a really great YA author in particular. And she's a good one to follow for talking about the emotions behind narratives and things like that. I also, just a minor plug, love the Book Riot website. If you're ever looking for reading recommendations, Book Riot is a great place to go. Back to our discussion. You also need to go beyond mood and establish how your characters feel and build the tone of the plot and the dialogue and the relationships. You need to, just setting the mood, of course, is not going to be enough. You can build on top of your use of collective sense memories with personal sense memories to give your characters personal depth.
For example, candlelight might evoke a holiday feeling for a lot of people. That's a collective sense memory that can be used for several moods. But for me, the smell of Emmentaler cheese and kirsch screams Christmas Eve for me because we always had cheese fondue for dinner that night when I was growing up. I'm sure there's someone else out there who has the same sense memory, but it's not so common or ubiquitous that it's become a collective one for any broader cultural, societal, or religious group. You can think about those things for your character. Use recognizable triggers to set the mood for your reader, then build up personal sense memories and experiences to give depth, variety, and interest. The way they react to those sense experiences will show the reader how the character feels, and the mood you inspire will bring the reader along for an emotional journey of their own.
You can also subvert the mood that you yourself set by building a mood one way and then suddenly crashing it in another direction. Like a sweet, cozy, romantic date that is violently interrupted by a giant robot crashing through the wall, which I think I've read that fic. It will put your readers on edge just as much as the character itself. Or you could also be writing a cozy family holiday vibe, but the POV character is miserable and hating every moment, which I've also read several Stony fics that way. One of the two of them won't fucking use their words. As with all literary devices, you have to subvert things with intention. Going against the grain of your mood or establishing multiple conflicting moods just for shits and giggles can put a reader on edge. It's going to make them wary of trusting the story, maybe even emotionally lost, that they're going to disengage from the characters they're supposed to connect with. And in AO3 land, they're probably going to hit the back button. Mm-hmm. Going against the grain of your mood on purpose can drive a reader's interest and curiosity, can shock or startle or scare them or bring forth a frustration, stress, excitement, and it makes it for a page scroller. Or maybe to hit the subscribe button if you're doing a thing. Like for instance, I just wrote a fic, a chapter in a fic that is really lovey-dovey. It was super porny actually, everything was great. And then in the last about six lines, I tell you that a terrible crime has happened. And it's going to be a shock, but it's going to feel good at the same time.
It's an engaging shock.
Yeah.
Be aware of the mood you're trying to set and put the work into incorporating it into your descriptions. Oftentimes, these sorts of things are added in later drafts, so don't worry if it's not coming out the first time. But taking a moment to do some scene and mood setting as you write your first draft can also really help you narrow down what your goals are for the story, like how you want the reader to feel, how you want the characters to feel, what the story is working towards emotionally. So even if not all of it ends up in the story itself, doing a bit of mood setting, even just for you, can be a great way to kick off with a new idea.
In passages of description, explore those five senses. Lean into collective sense memories and build little teases at the edges of your story that imply more. There's a world outside this moment. These characters have pasts and they have futures and they have personal sense memories of their own. This is a great thing to play with around Christmas in particular when you're writing a canon fic, because how Steve experienced Christmas prior to the ice and how he experiences it now are going to be more diametrically opposed than almost any other character. And you can really play with, so roasting chestnuts in New York smell the same, sure, but they're going to evoke different emotions in him. And kind of that kind of exploration of even what the different things a smell can mean. Think about your characters and your story kind of getting fuzzy around the edges. You want people to believe that you could keep writing forever, even though you won't. Instead of cutting things off sharply and making things really bounded, use this mood to imply the things you're not saying and let a reader sink in to this piece of the multiverse you're creating. And remember, above all, when you're talking about mood,
show, don't tell.